The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about liquid natural gas and oil.
An arms race for liquid natural gas production has begun. Global demand for gas supplies is rising. We're at the start of hotter summer months that increase air conditioning demand in the Northern Hemisphere. Texas is already reporting that it will break power demand records this year, and the growing demand for energy to recharge EVs will only burden the power grid more. At the same time, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has thrown the supply picture into disarray. Russia's biggest customer, the European Union, has introduced sanctions as a result of the conflict. Moscow has threatened to cut Europe off from energy supplies as a result. But Europe doesn't want to support Russia's endeavors, so it's trying to find alternative means of ensuring a stable supply of power to homes throughout the continent. That means it's going to compete with other countries, like the U.S., for the limited resources currently available.
Sounds like that dynamic could continue to support higher prices for natural gas.
Yes, and the change should boost the outlook for exploration and production companies that can bring this increasingly valuable resource to market. ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, Shell, and Total Energies are among a group of companies expected to have won the bid for partnership with Qatar Energy in the expansion of the world's largest liquid natural gas project. These companies, along with Qatar, will invest at least $30 billion to bolster the country's export capacity to almost 130 million tons by 2027. This would represent a 64% increase in output and result in nearly 11 million tons of production per month. The project is poised to cement Qatar's spot as the world's leading exporter of LNG. However, the rapidly rising amount of U.S. LNG exports should support natural gas industry fundamentals. The year 2027 also happens to be the soft deadline in which Europe was set to end all Russian fossil fuel imports. This was outlined in an agreement between the U.S. and European Union in March. The U.S. said it will commit to providing 15 billion cubic meters of LNG through the diversion of existing exports. Global LNG demand has hit new highs each year since 2015, and most of that increased demand is being met by steadily rising U.S. exports.
Well, currently U.S. natural gas prices are sitting at or around record highs.
And that's unlikely to change anytime soon. While renewable energy resources like wind and solar are an ever-increasing part of our power supply, they are still unreliable. Despite all of the recent gains, they account for just 17% of total output. The picture isn't much different in Europe, with renewable resources providing 22% of energy supply. So until the picture changes, countries around the world have few alternatives other than natural gas to meet increased power demand. OPEC and its allies call on the world's top oil producer to meet increased global demand. OPEC Plus Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo claims that the United States, as the world's top oil producer, bears the responsibility to raise oil production in the face of the current supply squeeze. Barkindo views the U.S. shale basins as a low-hanging fruit, easily tappable for more supplies. But the change may not be so easy. That means oil prices and inflation are likely to remain elevated. The White House accused oil majors of price gouging and focusing on passing profits to investors rather than spending capital on increasing drilling and production.
I'm just a tad confused because the Biden administration has been halting drilling permits.
Domestic producers dispute the White House's allegations, stating that U.S. refineries are currently running near full capacity at 94%. ExxonMobil pointed to $50 billion in investment that has raised its domestic oil production by 50% over the past 5 years. Other oil majors mentioned similar investments to push back against the administration's claims. In its most recent productivity report, the Energy Information Administration projected that total shale and conventional oil output to rise by 720,000 barrels per day to 11.92 million barrels per day in 2022. This rise in production would be welcome news to the Biden administration and leaders of OPEC+. However, the productivity of new wells in the shale basins is projected to decline as the quality in these wells has deteriorated. The dynamic indicates that wells being brought into production are of lower quality than in recent times. The number of drilled but uncompleted wells in the U.S. is also expected to reach its lowest level since the EIA began tracking the data. This is troubling from a supply standpoint, as there are fewer wells than normal that could be brought quickly online to raise production levels.
Especially when new well drilling activity remains restrained.
Exactly. Baker Hughes currently lists 394 active oil rigs. While it's an increase from the 194 active rigs last year, this number is historically low compared to previous times when oil prices were at similar levels. If OPEC Plus continues to underperform its production targets, then the U.S. will be the only nation capable of significantly altering global supply. Production in the U.S., led by its shale production, is increasing to pre-pandemic levels and should surpass those in the coming months. However, current investment levels by producers means that new oil production may not be significant enough to fill the current global supply gaps, and that's likely to support high prices for the foreseeable future.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.